And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, let's open up the mics. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Why, yes it is. Thank you, deep-voiced narrator. This is indeed Chuck Roberts, and pleased to be with you this Thursday. Casey Rooney is going to be on with a special guest. We think a special guest is a little tardy today, so we're going to hold off for just a little bit before we plug him in. And then I've got Dr. Boyd Moriyama from Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and some cowboy named J.C. Trujillo will be stopping by here. And we have something special to talk to J.C. about, and it's not necessarily about the world's oldest rodeo. So what we'll do is take a time out, and we'll be back with more who knows what right after these words on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world on KQNA.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Each year in June, we celebrate good old Dad. Here at Prescott Brewing Company, it's Bones and Brew. What better way to treat Dad, or you yourself, than a platter of St. Louis-style ribs, smoked in-house and smothered in PBC's thick barbecue sauce, along with PBC's homemade sides and green chili cheddar cornbread muffin, all for just $14.99. And the best part of Father's Day Bones and Brew? It's the free brew that goes with the bones. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private, with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Hi there. You are probably wondering who's going to be on here first. Well, I'm going to tell you, of all the radio guys in the world, of all the economic development people in the world, Casey Rooney in Cottonwood is one of them. And I got to say, hi, Casey. You're at the bat.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good, good. Well, hey, I want to welcome our Arizona Hometown Radio Group listeners today. My guest with me today is Mary Chiquin. Mary Chiquin is the Chief Administrative Officer for VV Rio, and VV Rio stands for the Verde Valley Regional Economic Organization. So, Mary, I'm glad to have you with me today. Thanks for coming over to Cottonwood and joining me for this conversation.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Casey.
Well, you're welcome. Mary, tell us a little bit about the Verde Valley Regional Economic Organization, how long it's been around and how it got started and those kind of details.
Well, VV Rio started in 2006, and it's really a collaborative of economic development individuals, private business owners, and the public sector coming together to address regional economic issues, because there are things that we can do collaboratively that can't necessarily be accomplished within a single town. So we're more empowered when we're coming together and working together. On top of those individuals I just talked about, which are board members, we also have a strong relationship with the elected officials throughout the Verde Valley.
So, I'm on the board, so I get what you're saying. But why, tell our audience is, a lot of them are over in Prescott and Prescott Valley and over here in the Verde Valley. How and why is VV Rio successful?
Well, we're successful because we work together, and we've identified some critical issues that we can, as a region, that we're more successful at that level. We've done projects like our revolving loan fund, where we have more than $700,000 in funds that we loan out to high-risk businesses. So we can serve the entire Verde Valley at that level. We also do educational programs where we bring in key speakers or provide key programs that assist the entire Verde Valley. We've been a partner in the 260 widening project. So broadband has been a major focus of ours, and we know there's still a lot of work to do at that level, but we were able to secure funding to do some planning at the level of the region, because broadband is a regional issue. And so we can address at a regional level those things that maybe it can't be addressed at the town or a city level.
So, Mary, tell me a little bit about the board of directors. Who's on that board? What is the makeup of the board of directors?
The board of directors is a private-public partnership. There are 22 board members. There are 16 private industry board members that represent a cross-section of manufacturing, healthcare, nonprofit, investment, financing. So it's a broad cross-section of members of the Verde Valley. And then every economic development director, along with the director of the Regional Economic Development Center at Yavapai College, sits on the board. So it's a relationship of the private and the public sector. Also, we ask every town or city council to identify a contact person that we can work with. And so we have a touch point that we can work with in the city councils, again, because working through and with elected officials is really important. So we make sure, we call them board associates, we make sure they get invited to our public meetings, that we're interacting with them. And we have plans, actually, to do even more interaction because of the strategic planning process, and I know we're going to be talking about that in a minute, where we're putting together a committee where we even have a stronger relationship with the private business and elected officials and the economic development people within the Verde Valley.
So, yeah, so I guess the point is that it is a true private-public partnership, and we have loaded it up with private businesses rather than the public. So we don't have, it's not loaded with government people. It's loaded with mostly private enterprise type people, business people in the community that really have their finger on the pulse of what's going on. And we have to a lesser degree, we do have government representation. We have economic development people. But I think it's, you know, the important message to our listeners is that we tried to make this run it like a business where there's a lot of private enterprise involved in the board. And I think that's important to us. It's worked for us, and I hope it continues to work for us. And I think it will. What kind of committees do we have, Mary, for VVReal?
Well, we have a few. Obviously, a long-range strategic planning committee. We have a marketing and public relations committee. We have what we call our capital creation committee, which really spearheads our whole loan program and work with the USDA on that. We have a committee that looks at VVReal's viability and sustainability. I think that covers all of them. We have an event committee. So the board are all volunteers. And so the volunteers are taking the leadership in all these committees and getting the work done of the board and the organization.
Mary, why don't you give our listeners a little bit of an idea about the revolving loan fund? I think we've set up a really good program, and it's successful. And I know a lot of people are looking at it and going, how did you guys do that? How did we do that, Mary? And who are the kind of people that we're lending money to, and how much, and that sort of thing?
Well, how we did it is that we started, and VVReal owes a debt of gratitude, Casey, to you. We started with a $200,000 grant from the USDA to begin making loans. And we were so successful that the USDA came back to us and asked us if we'd be interested in applying then for $500,000, which provided more loan funds. So we have a pool of more than $700,000 in funds to loan out to businesses. And one of the requirements of our program is that our loan applicants and recipients cannot be eligible for commercial funding. So we are clearly funding high-risk organizations. As a part of the program, we've gotten a grant so we can provide technical assistance. So our whole process is to ensure the success of high-risk businesses in the Verde Valley. We've done probably more than 10 loans. We've loaned out more than $500,000 in the 5 years that we've had the fund.
What's the range of money that we lend out? I mean,
well the minimum,
what's the low end and the high end of a loan in a term?
The low end, and that has been a VVReal decision, is $25,000. We have restrictions in one of our programs, but our other funds, there are no restrictions. So I think the highest we've loaned out is like $150,000. But the limit on that is the amount of money we have in the program. And the beauty of our program as well is the interest gained on the loans continues to grow the fund. That's part of our agreement with the USDA.
Yeah. Well, Mary, we're going to take a little break here, and we're going to come back. Before we do break, I just want you to know that our listeners can go into VVReo.com if they want to learn more about the Verde Valley Regional Economic Organization. So, Mary, if you'd hang in here with me for just a couple minutes, we'll do a couple commercials and be right back.
Okay, thanks, Casey.
And thank you very much, Casey and Mary. We are going to take a short time out, and we'll be back with our friends over in Cottonwood right after these words.
You play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, a three-pack of Peak microfiber cloths is just $1.99. But they're not just inexpensive, they're innovative. After all, they clean and dry and polish and support our troops. Because for every purchase of Peak microfiber cloths for $1.99, we'll make a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. That's no average cloth. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/18.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And here we go. We're going to send things back over to our buddy over in Cottonwood, the Director of Economic Development for the Town of Cottonwood, the City of Cottonwood, Casey Rooney, and his special guest. Take it away, Casey and Mary.
All right. Thank you very much, Chuck. Good to hear your voice again. Again, for our listeners at Arizona Hometown Radio Group, my guest today is Mary Chiquin. Mary Chiquin is the Chief Administrative Officer for the Verde Valley Regional Economic Organization. And we were just talking about our revolving loan fund. And Mary, remind me and our guests how many loans we've had and give us an idea of the kind of loans we do.
I want to say I think we've had around 10 loans. And they're really diverse. I mean, we've loaned to restaurants. We've loaned to the zip line. We've loaned to an automotive repair business, a jewelry store. I mean, there is no restriction on who we lend the money to, as long as they meet the loan, the lending requirements of VV Rio.
And I also know that the kind of people we want to help are people that otherwise would not have access to capital. So they may go to a bank, and the bank turns them down. It might be not because they have bad credit, but because banks don't want to lend to small, or you know, do small loans like maybe $25,000, where we can do a $25,000 loan. Right?
Right. There are a lot of reasons why a bank might turn one of the businesses we work with down. Often new businesses, the banks here in the Verde Valley will not loan to. The banks are very careful about the collateral they have. Well, sometimes the businesses don't have what kind of collateral they're looking for, so that becomes eligible for us. So, I mean, there are a number of reasons why a bank would not provide lending to an organization, and if they don't, then the applicant is welcome to come to us. And we will. I will say that many of our loans right now have come through referral from a banks because they recognize there's a viable business, but their banking situation won't allow them to lend.
So being turned down by a bank isn't necessarily a bad thing for us. We look for people that have actually been turned down by a bank, which is
right.
We cannot
loan to someone who can get a commercial loan.
Right. That's good. So we're not in a competitive mode with a bank. Mary, I want to move on to the next subject real quick. We're running out of time, but I want to talk about our five-year economic development plan. Tell our audience a little bit about that, where we stand with that, and where we're going.
Sure. Well, about a year ago, the board made the decision to move into what we're calling Vision 2025 and to really create a long-term economic development plan. And the timing was right. And the plan is based around the same premise of the plans that most of the cities and towns here using a focused future model. We were very fortunate that APS and Yavapai County and VV Rio were willing to fund the process. So we did a lot of stakeholder input and questionnaires and definitely input from all the elected officials, and took 6 or 8 months to pull all that together and to create a draft plan. And in April, we launched the draft plan and left it open for public comment. We have made presentations to all of the city and town councils and accepted comments from everyone. Actually, the deadline is tomorrow for public comments. And then we will review those public comments, and our board will finally, hopefully, approve on July 6th the plan for us to move forward. So we have a plan that has what we're calling five pillars, and they relate to regionalism, talent attraction and development, prosperous business promotion, and VV Rio viability. I mean, so we've identified priorities. We're going to form a strategic planning committee that will have private business and elected officials and economic developers reviewing the plan and helping us to identify priorities.
So we have, we also have clusters, right? We have, we've identified yes. things that we want to work on. Can you, Mary, would you explain what a cluster is and what the
sure.
clusters are?
Well, the whole foundation of the plan has been based on institutional research, because we wanted to come from a statistical perspective, if you will, in assessing what the viable businesses were here in the Verde Valley. And so we've identified several key industry clusters, we're calling them, that we would focus around as far as industries in the Verde Valley. They include agriculture and food processing, advanced manufacturing, business and professional services, healthcare services, hospitality and tourism, information technology and telecommunications. And it, these are businesses who are that are industries or sectors that are strong or with a potential to grow in the Verde Valley. Because that's where we should be investing our time and resources, is where the opportunities are. And, you know, one of the things that came out of the planning is that they're a part of a supply chain to some of these industries, that we're sending money outside of the state or the Verde Valley to buy supplies that support the industry. Can we look at having some of those businesses, let's say, in the Verde Valley, so we're keeping our financial resources here where we're working?
Mary, what would be some of those type of businesses that would be clusters that we might want to work on in the Verde Valley?
You know, I honestly don't know what all those supply chains would be at this point. We really haven't identified them. Some of that will really take place as we begin to do further research and the long-range strategic planning committee comes together, because there are a lot of opportunities, and it's really, you know, it's going to take some collaboration, again, while we're together at the regional level to talk about what those priority industries would be.
Yeah, I know that, you know, we kind of sometimes go for the low-hanging fruit. And in this area, when we talk about, no pun intended, fruit, we're talking about the wine industry. So that industry is agriculture. And a lot of people might go, well, there's no future in agriculture. Well, there is a future in viticulture and enology and wine production and that sort of thing. I know, you know, when you talk about manufacturing, when you're making wine, you're also manufacturing a product. So, I mean, there's a lot of these things kind of feed onto themselves, and I think we're on, you know, a good track. And so, you know, we've got a good plan, Mary. I want to thank you for all the effort that you've put into this. I know that we've got a good, strong mission and vision. Can you kind of address that in the last minute or so that we've got to chat?
Sure. VV Rio's vision is to be a regional collaborative resource, building sustainable economic prosperity. And we do see ourselves as a resource within the region. And our mission is to provide access to resources for regional business creation, attraction, retention, and expansion. We're about workforce. We're about job creation and the businesses, and keeping the businesses here or growing the businesses that allow for a strong workforce in the Verde Valley.
Wow, Mary, you just wrapped that up beautifully. You're amazing. Jeez, thank you. I want our audience to, if they want to contact Mary, Mary Chiquin is our guest today, they can email Mary at VVREO, that's Verde Valley Regional Economic Organization, 2009@gmail.com. Again, VVREO 2009@gmail.com. Drop Mary an email if you have any questions or you're interested in our revolving loan fund or you just want to see economic development and understand it a little bit better. Mary is an awesome resource. Mary, thank you for your time today. I want to again thank our Arizona Hometown Radio Group listeners at KQNA for joining us. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Mary. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Casey.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
You. Yeah, you. Has curb appeal been on your mind? Bet it is now. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Let us help you make a Pinterest-worthy yard to show off. With all our new rock colors, you can beautify your yard and blow your neighbors away. Find your inspiration and bring it to Prescott Dirt. We'll make your yard as unforgettable as you are. We have locations in both Prescott and Prescott Valley, so there's no excuses. Call us today, 636-5844, or online at PrescottDirt.com.
Wow, Prescott Frontier Rotary puts on quite a garden party. It's the 13th annual Grapes for Grades auction and wine tasting to benefit the PUSD 21st Century Summer Program. And the garden is Waters Garden Center. Some of the proceeds from this event will provide funding for this great program that builds a strong foundation in all academic basics and enrichment classes in science and computers. The date of this year's garden party is Sunday, June 24th from 5 till 8, and tickets are $50 each. As is traditional with this event, 12 different wines will be available for tasting, as well as local beers from Prescott Brewing. Music will again be provided by local great Steve Annibale, and hors d'oeuvres and sweets that will tease your taste buds will be prepared by Barry Barbie's El Gato Azul. Tickets are available at Olson's for Healthy Animals in Prescott, as well as Prescott True Value, Waters Garden Center, and PrescottFrontierRotary.com. Hey folks, don't miss it. Good enough just isn't.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. A monster Gila trout caught at Prescott's Goldwater Lake may have set a state and world record. Avondale resident David Worsham was fishing at the lake on June 2nd trying to catch big bass. Instead, Worsham caught a 23-inch, 5-pound trout that's in the process of certification as an Arizona state record. According to Arizona Game and Fish officials, the previous Inland Waters Hook and Line Arizona state record Gila trout was 3 pounds, 5.6 ounces, and 19 and a quarter inches. The trout was caught by Flagstaff resident Robert Woods from the Fry Mesa Reservoir in Safford in 2011. The International Game and Fish Association's all-tackle world record Gila trout is 3 pounds, 7 ounces, caught by Bo Nelson, also from the Fry Mesa Reservoir in 2011. Worsham's catch is heavier than that, but it hasn't been certified by the association yet. Arizona Game and Fish officials will be stocking more trout this month into Goldwater Lake and Oak Creek. A reminder that while we can't prevent lightning-caused fires, we can prevent human-caused ones.
Arizona Forestry Department spokeswoman Tiffany Davila explains drivers and passengers need to use caution.
Don't toss your cigarette butts out the window and never pull your car over into those tall grasses because the undercarriage of your car can be extremely hot. It can start a fire very quickly. One spark is really all it takes.
Firefighters get busy with a lightning-caused wildfire in the town of Mayer and a brush fire in the Cottonwood area. Davila says an incoming storm may bring dry lightning and not enough enough rain to the area.
It's going to take a lot of moisture to get us back up to where we need to be. And I don't think that's going to be enough this week to alleviate. It's going to put a Band-Aid over the situation.
Due to the increasing drought conditions, an area closure remains in effect on a portion of the Bradshaw Ranger District of the Prescott National Forest. All other areas remain under Stage 2 fire restrictions. Violation of these restrictions is punishable with a $5,000 fine, up to 6 months in jail, or both. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly cloudy tonight, storms off and on through Saturday. Expect an overnight low of 65 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 79 tomorrow and a high of 75 on Saturday. 68 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 88 and a high on Saturday of 82. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Each year in June, we celebrate good old Dad. Here at Prescott Brewing Company, it's Bones and Brew. What better way to treat Dad, or you yourself, than a platter of St. Louis-style ribs, smoked in-house and smothered in PBC's thick barbecue sauce, along with PBC's homemade sides and green chili cheddar cornbread muffin, all for just $14.99. And the best part of Father's Day Bones and Brew? It's the free brew that goes with the bones. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Since 2011, we've leased four vehicles from Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac for our family needs and small business. We live in North Phoenix, and people ask us why we travel an hour to purchase vehicles from Lamb Chevrolet in Prescott. Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac lets us easily view new car inventory online, comparison price shop, and communicate via email to answer questions we may have. We enjoy the short drive and respite from Valley Heat, the small town, personal customer service, and prices better than we can find locally. Basically, leasing our vehicles through Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac has saved us considerable time, money, and headaches. Good folks to deal with. Joanne from Phoenix.
Thanks, Joanne. We sure appreciate all of our customers here at Lamb Chevrolet. Come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads. Go to lambchevrolet.com or call 928-778-5262.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
That'd be me. Hello again, and thank you for joining us this Thursday afternoon, just prior to the beginning of the monsoon season. Trust me on that. I'm a radio announcer. I know things. And by the way, I know that we have two of the nicest guys coming on. I was going to have them separately, and they got to talking out in the ante room there, and by golly, I may not get to talk again for a little while. One of these gentlemen is Dr. Boyd Mariama with Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the other is a world champion cowboy, member of the Cowboy Hall of Fame, J.C. Trujillo. So, Dr. Mariama, hello.
Hello.
Oh, okay. We're going to do that. Get up to the microphone. One of the things that we're going to talk about before we get into the fun stuff is the fact that the YRMC is going to be opening up their own facility in Chino Valley. Tell us about it.
Yes, we are. We are excited to be opening a clinic, a primary care clinic, out in Chino Valley. We actually opened our first clinic with two providers approximately a year and a half ago. And since then, we realized that the community had a need, and we were searching the Chino area for a space to expand our services for primary care there. And we was fortunate enough to get the old Chino Valley Medical Center clinic space that was occupied by an urgent care that has since closed. We anticipate opening that clinic in mid-August, the 13th of August. We should be opening our doors, transferring the two current physicians to that practice, and adding two more providers at that time, and a physician assistant. Another provider will be added in November.
Wow.
And we are looking at two more what we call non-physician practitioners, so either nurse practitioner, physician assistant. So that should bring our clinic to a total of eight providers out in Chino.
So is this going to be eventually end up a 24-hour facility?
No, it's just going to be a pure outpatient clinic. We will be looking at We will be looking at providing some Saturday hours for the community. So I think it's a good start for us, and we're really excited to be able to provide that service to them.
And I can imagine the growth in the area may dictate how long, how big it does get. And JC, as a cowboy and a rancher in the area, you know the needs of the people in Yavapai County, Skull Valley, Chino Valley.
Oh, sure. You know, it's always great to have good medical care around, and it seems like Prescott's always had a high quality. You know, I was born and raised here, and of course I was born in the old hospital, the old Yavapai County Hospital, where it sits right now, and that's been 70 years ago. Ooh. By golly.
No.
But through my rodeo career and through my whole life, I've had nothing but good luck at the hospital. I've had, of course, some rodeo injuries.
I was going to say, this time of year during rodeo, they get busy.
But it's always great to, I know I have grandkids out in the Chino Valley area, and it's great to know that they'll be well taken care of.
You don't have to drive too far.
The new clinic, exactly right.
Absolutely. Now, I was thinking back to when Artie Barnaha was fighting the bulls.
Uh-huh.
He got gored when he was fighting one of the bulls, and you guys keep an ambulance on property during the rodeo,
yes,
just for that type of thing.
It's a PRCA rule that anytime we're competing at whether it's during the rodeo or after the rodeo or before the rodeo, if we have competition going on, we have to have a medical crew there with an ambulance for sure. Yeah, it's a PRCA rule. You know, years ago at it wasn't the first rodeo I ever went to, but it was a junior rodeo there at the Prescott Rodeo Grounds. And I had just jokingly told my buddies, I was in the 12 and under calf riding, so you know how old I was then. I told them, I said, man, that'd be cool to take a ride.
Uh-oh.
A ride in the ambulance, you know. And sure enough, this calf runs, bucks, and goes all the way down the end of the arena. And runs into the fence and jams my knee into the fence. And, of course, there was probably some Hollywood there, too, you know.
But, you're 12 years old. It's time to show off, man.
So, yeah, they loaded me up and took me to the hospital. Of course, there was nothing too wrong with me.
You sprained your ankle. Sprained your knee.
But I got the ride to the hospital anyway. I don't know if my dad liked that very well because he had to pay for that ambulance ride, you know.
Yeah. Dr. Murayama, Chino Valley's, speaking of rodeo, they have quite a few rope-ins and things that are going on out there. And
You know, their new facility, well, it's not a new facility, the old one out there.
Olson.
Well, at Olson's they do, yeah, that's a new facility. And they do quite a bit of team roping and a lot of different things out there at Mike Olson's place, for sure.
And Arizona Cowboys, is it this weekend?
Yeah, the Cowboys reunion, Arizona Cowpunchers.
It's actually up the road from you.
It actually starts, they're having a big team roping up there today, but the rodeo starts tomorrow. And it's always really interesting. It brings the cowboys that, cowpunchers, not rodeo cowboys, but cowboys that are out working on the ranch.
Working cowboys.
Working cowboys. And around here we call them cowpunchers. And It's a great reunion, a good time to see all some old friends and new friends, and they have a great competition and a great show up there.
So, Doctor, your Chino Valley operation is going to get busier and busier.
We anticipate it, and we know from when we opened the clinic a little over a year ago, we had a lot of patients coming
in
that needed to be seen. And
yeah. One of the things you talked about was you're remodeling. What kind of equipment will you be bringing in? Just the old-fashioned X-ray machine may not be good enough anymore.
Yeah, so right now we're just getting the clinic up and ready to accept primary care patients on a daily basis. We have not addressed that old X-ray equipment, so that we do need to look at and figure out what we're doing in the future. And that equipment will be sitting there unused right now. We will have to have patients come to the
You'll move back to the trauma area in Prescott or Prescott Valley, but
right.
I can see that growing in the next 10 years or so.
Yeah,
and it's something that you have to prepare for because you're the man.
Well,
you're the man. I declare it with the power vested in me by the Federal Communication Commission. You know, Dr. Murayami, before we get too far off kilter here, one of the things that I looked at your bio that you worked at the hospital in Hilo, Hawaii, and with the eruptions and stuff, I guess people think that the whole island is under lava, and it's like 1/20 of the island?
It's a portion of an area that I would say is about 15 miles from
Hilo?
From Hilo.
And it's all going the other way.
Yeah. And so Hilo's safe for now.
Because you know, people are talking about, well, we're going to cancel our Hawaii vacation. I'm going, it's a little speck. And then how long were you working at the hospital there? Because
I was there for 8 years.
Yeah, you had a nice tenure there, and so I'm sure you have a lot of friends you keep in touch with back there.
And I have family there.
Everybody's okay.
Yeah, everybody's fine.
All right. Well, that's great.
JC, let's talk about we talk about ticket sales. You talked about it yesterday with DJ Phone. Ticket sales are available online.
Right. You can go to info@worldsoldestrodeo.com and buy your tickets anytime. We also have our ticket office open now at the east end of the arena, and it's open from 10 to 5. And that number is 445-4320 that you can call and get your tickets there. And of course, you can always go online. That's been a really big thing. Yeah. You know, we started selling our tickets December the 15th. And last year, we had a record ticket sales at the Prescott Frontier Days. And this year, our pre-sales has been just out of the...
No performance yet is sold out, but one would expect that the weekends are going to be busier. And for our local audience, this is a good chance for you to go see world champion cowboys, because not all of the world champions are going to be riding on Saturday night.
No, they're spread out through the whole rodeo. They just like all the other contestants.
Whoever rides on Friday night might end up being the winner.
Right. Yeah, we have actually all the current world champions from 2017. Entered here at the Prescott Frontier Days. Trevor Brazil, Tuff Cooper, right down the list of every top cowboy is entered here. And, they'll be competing. We start the 28th with a 7:30 performance and then go through the 4th.
And that's a good show to go to.
Oh, they're all good.
You know, as far as, you know, it's not going to be the metropolitan crowd here on Thursday night.
Well, I don't know. You know, the Courier always takes that night as one of our performance sponsors, and they seem to fill her up pretty good. They buy a bunch of tickets from us and sell some tickets to their clients.
One of the things you said to DJ yesterday on the program was the economic impact in this area for 4th of July, and that includes, I mean, the parade and the dance and the carnival, but it's like $3 million?
No, sir. It's like 10 to 15 million.
Wow. Can you imagine?
Yeah, it's a giant impact for this area, and it's been like that. And every year it grows more. You know, all the hotels are full. All the restaurants are full. Our parade, you know, it's the second largest parade in the state next to the Fiesta Bowl. And there'll be 30, 40,000 people. You know, you've been there many times. Yeah. They're around the courthouse square watching that parade. And it'll be a treat.
I'm going to take us off course a little bit and get to Dr. Murayama again. When we're talking about money, Yavapai Regional Medical Center does not, but is allowed to, levy a tax. But they have never done that. How is that possible?
Well, I can't actually speak.
It's not your
my
fault.
Area, actually, of expertise on the levying of taxes for the hospital, because my focus is mainly on outpatient clinics
care.
And taking care of making sure that we have services for the community. But as a nonprofit organization, our mission is to care for our community here and making sure that we have the best possible care we can provide at whether or not a patient can or cannot pay for services.
When you think back to the head of the operation, Mr. Amos,
yes,
right on down the line, they're working to keep it so that it is not a taxable entity. And that requires a lot of thinking and a lot of work. Your job is to make sure that everybody has the health care that they need when they need it.
Right. So my position is to make sure that we have providers able to care for our community and have outpatient resources so that they can come to the clinics and be cared for here at home and not have to go somewhere else to be treated for their medical conditions.
And again, for people that live in the Chino Valley area, tell us a little bit about where the location is now and where the expansion will be.
So the current location is approximately, I would say, not even a half a mile down the road. So if you are familiar with the Chino area, it is what was the old Chino Valley Medical Center will be the new location. And that is where we'll be moving to. Our current location is where the oncology center was.
And that's open right now.
Yes, and that is open right now, seeing patients.
And slowly but surely, you'll be adding physicians, PAs, RAs. So it's going to be a pretty big and popular operation for folks in the Chino Valley area.
That's true, and the expansion will go from two providers to eight. So it's quite a big increase in the number of available people to care for patients.
Well, you know, I know the people in Chino Valley are going to be really happy about that.
Yes.
The hospital is celebrating its 75th year this year, and they're doing some big promotions, and 75 years they've been located right there in that same place.
And I guess I want to talk about your dad a little bit because
sure.
He was one of the pioneers in this community. Let me get Bill to run some commercials, and then we'll be back with more of the Thursday Roundtable. You're listening to J.C. Trujillo, Dr. Boyd Murayama on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and around the world on KQ&A.com.
When the game is on the line and you're heating up, will your air conditioner be ready to go to bat? With a high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system installed by Gettles High Desert Mechanical, hot, sticky air is going, gone! Knock indoor discomfort and costly utility bills out of the park with a high-efficiency Lennox system. Call Gettles today at 772-2751 to schedule your free consultation. Gettles and Lennox, your air conditioning all-star team.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, Ken here with the plants of the week and our red clusterberry cotoneaster.
Stunning white flowers cover the shrub in spring, then form red berries.
A large evergreen that is tough, easy to grow, and tolerates poor soil.
So thick when sheared, it's the perfect privacy for hot tubs, secluded entertainment areas, and prying eyes for just $39.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love red-berried cotoneaster, they love to shop.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
All right. They're pointing at me, so that must be my turn to say, hello, how are you doing? Chuck Roberts with Dr. Boyd Murayama from Yavapai Regional Medical Center, who is helping open up YRMC in Chino Valley. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And the other guy in the room here who's straddled the little pony in the corner here is J.C. Trujillo. J.C., tell me about Dad. When did he come here?
Well, you know, my dad came here in 1919. He was 4 years old, came to Prescott. His dad had moved here to Prescott a little bit before that. And he came on the Santa Fe rail line from Los Angeles to Prescott. His mom had moved to Los Angeles. He was originally from New Mexico, from Magdalena, New Mexico. And he spent all the rest of his life here in Prescott, working different ranches around here and being a cowboy.
So that's where you got your learning, huh?
Yes, sir. And he ended up going into the Army right after the Pearl Harbor attack and joined the Army and went to spent 4 years overseas. In France and Germany and all over the
wherever the action was, he's a medic.
Right, he was a medic in the tank destroyers, and he used to tell me, you know, that Geneva Convention. They told him they can't shoot at the medics. He said that didn't work.
Yeah, right. That big Red Cross is a nice target.
Right, right. And so, yeah, he had a great life here. He ended up retiring from out at Whipple at the VA center out there. He worked in the power plant there and retired from there. And, he and my mom spent all their lives here in Prescott. And we, of course, we were all born right here in Prescott.
We started a proud family tradition here.
And we've got the deep roots in Prescott and in the Prescott Rodeo.
And right now you're working a ranch out Skull Valley?
Yes,
So those roots keep on digging deep. And your children and grandchildren, how about that?
Well, I'm pretty proud of that. I'll tell you, I've got these grandkids that are high school and junior high and high school rodeoing. And, geez, they've come a long ways, and they make me feel mighty proud, I'll tell you.
Bill's getting the itch over here. And I got, before I turn to Dr. Moriyama, who's some of the specialty acts this year for the rodeo?
This year, Bobby Kerr is our specialty act, and he's won the Professional Rodeo's Act of the Year before. In fact, last year he did. And he's a trainer of Mustang horses. So he'll have some Mustang horses here that he does different acts with and whatever. And I haven't seen him before. This is his first time to Prescott. So
I know the name.
Yeah, we're really excited to see him and enjoy his acts for sure.
Dr. Moriyama, the Chino Valley outfit is up and running and is going to grow. How can people find out more?
So they can call the clinic in Chino Valley, and also they can stop by. We are accepting applications for patients that need to set up care there that do not belong to our YRMC family, and we'll be glad to set them up and get them going so that we can, once we open on the 13th of August, we can care for
them. They're ready to walk in. Here I am.
Yep. They can walk in and pick up an application for a new patient packet and return it, and we'll get them set up.
And we need to get you back here in August. And you going to stay, cowboy?
We'll stay cowboy. That's exactly right.
All right. Turn out wild. That's going to wrap things up for this edition of the Thursday Roundtable. No show next week because we're going to be in pirate country next week. But tonight we host the New York Metropolitans on KQ&A. We'll be back in 2 weeks on Thursday Roundtable. KQ&A, AM 1130, FM 99.9, and around the world, KQ&A.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.